It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
¿Qué tal, mi gente? Te saluda Emanuel González de Mark Wahlberg Auto Group. Somos la agencia más grande de Chevrolet y GMC de todo Columbus, donde encuentras los carros y camionetas nuevos, cero millas al mejor precio. También contamos con más de 800 carros usados de todas las marcas en inventario. Te podemos aprobar con número e-TIN y aceptamos identificación o pasaporte de tu país. En Mark Wahlberg te esperamos con los brazos abiertos. Visítanos hoy mismo, 3900 West Broad Street, al oeste de la ciudad, a un lado del casino. Te atendemos completamente en español. Márcanos ya, 833-699-0792.
In a remote corner of the small, forgotten town of Ravenswood, there stood an imposing structure, shrouded in darkness and misery, the Ravenswood Mental Asylum. Abandoned for decades, the asylum had earned a sinister reputation as a place of suffering, where patients were subjected to cruel treatments in the name of mental health. The asylum's dark history dated back to the 19th century, when it was built as a sanctuary for the mentally ill. However, the noble intentions of its founders had long been overshadowed by the chilling stories of mistreatment, experimentation, and the agonized cries of the patients. It was these tales that transformed the asylum into a breeding ground for ghostly encounters. As the sun dipped below the horizon, casting long shadows over the decaying asylum, a group of curious urban explorers gathered outside its ominous gates. Among them were Emma, a skeptical journalist, Michael, a fearless adventurer, Olivia, a history enthusiast, and William, a self-proclaimed ghost hunter. Their journey into the heart of the abandoned asylum would unearth the phantom voices of the past, revealing the asylum's horrifying secrets that still haunted its crumbling walls. The group stood before the imposing gates, their flashlights cutting through the inky darkness that surrounded the asylum. The wind whispered through the overgrown trees, and the eerie silence sent shivers down their spines. Emma, always skeptical of the supernatural, scoffed at the stories. "Come on, guys. It's just a bunch of old tales meant to scare people. There's no such thing as ghosts." But William, eager to prove otherwise, responded, "You'll see, Emma. The asylum is known for its paranormal activity. We'll record everything, and you'll have to admit the truth." Olivia, torn between her love for history and her fear of the unknown, added, "Well, if there's even a chance that we might encounter something, it's worth exploring. The history of this place is too fascinating to ignore." Michael, the adventurer of the group, grinned and said, "I'm up for the challenge. Let's see if there's any truth to the legends." With a mixture of excitement and trepidation, they pushed open the asylum gates and stepped into the courtyard, their flashlights revealing the eerie, desolate scene. The massive building loomed above them, its broken windows like hollow eyes that watched their every move. As they ventured deeper into the asylum, the creaking floors and crumbling walls seemed to whisper the asylum's dark secrets. Their footsteps echoed in the dimly lit corridors, and the air was heavy with the scent of decay. They reached the first ward, where patients were once confined in squalor. Olivia shared some historical tidbits. "This was the women's ward. It's said that some of the most disturbing treatments took place here. Electroshock therapy, ice baths, and worse." William eagerly set up his ghost hunting equipment, including electromagnetic field, EMF detectors, and voice recorders, while Michael kept an eye out for any sign of paranormal activity. The group huddled together in the dim light, and as they listened, faint whispers filled the air. It was as if the tortured souls of the past were trying to communicate with the living. Emma felt a chill down her spine and said, "Did you all hear that?" William checked his EMF detector, which flickered erratically. "There's definitely some energy here, but we need more evidence." As they continued their exploration, they entered a room with shattered glass and peeling wallpaper. Olivia pointed to a...
It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at 1/3 of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly. enterprise-ready AI.
¿Qué tal, mi gente? Te saluda Emanuel González de Mark Wahlberg Auto Group. Somos la agencia más grande de Chevrolet y GMC de todo Columbus, donde encuentras los carros y camionetas nuevos, cero millas al mejor precio. También contamos con más de 800 carros usados de todas las marcas en inventario. Te podemos aprobar con número e-TIN y aceptamos identificación o pasaporte de tu país. En Mark Wahlberg te esperamos con los brazos abiertos. Visítanos hoy mismo, 3900 West Broad Street, al oeste de la ciudad, a un lado del casino. Te atendemos completamente en español. Márcanos ya, 833-699-0792.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Painting on the wall. It was an old portrait of a stern-faced woman in a nurse's uniform. "That's Nurse Harlow," she said. "She was infamous for her cruelty to the patients. Legend has it that she still roams these halls." Suddenly, a blood-curdling scream echoed through the asylum, making them jump. They looked around, but there was no one else in sight. It was as if the very walls of the asylum had screamed in agony. The group gathered their wits and moved deeper into the asylum. They soon reached the basement, a place with an even more sinister reputation. The basement was rumored to be where the most inhumane experiments had taken place. Olivia whispered, "This is where they did the lobotomies and other horrors." William set up his equipment again, and as he did, the voice recorder suddenly crackled to life. A chilling, otherworldly voice spoke, "Help us. Set us free." The group exchanged nervous glances. Emma's skepticism was fading rapidly, replaced by a growing sense of dread. She muttered, "Okay, that was eerie. But it could be radio interference, right?" William examined the voice recorder and shook his head. "There's no radio signal down here. This is something else." As they explored further, the unearthly voices grew louder, the pleas of long-deceased patients becoming more desperate. The air felt dense with the anguish of the past, and the group realized they were no longer alone in the darkness. The ghostly encounters continued to escalate as the group delved deeper into the asylum. Shadows moved in the corners of their vision, and cold drafts sent shivers through their bodies. In a ward where the most disturbed patients had been kept, Olivia found a diary. Belonged to a patient named Lydia. She began to read aloud from it. "They come at night, the voices. They tell me secrets, but they're not real. Are they real? I don't know anymore." As Olivia read, the voices around them intensified, echoing Lydia's torment. The group's fear was palpable, and they could feel the pain and confusion of the asylum's former residents pressing down on them. Emma, now a believer in the supernatural, said, "We need to find a way to help them. They're trapped here, unable to move on." William agreed. "We need to conduct a proper seance, try to communicate with them, and help them find peace." That night, in the darkest corner of the basement, the group gathered for the seance. They lit candles, formed a circle, and joined hands. William led the ritual, invoking the spirits of the asylum's former patients and nurses. As the seance began, the atmosphere grew more charged with energy. The group closed their eyes and the room seemed to pulse with life. Unearthly voices swirled around them, their pain and suffering manifesting in the flickering candlelight. Olivia spoke softly. "If there are any spirits here, please, give us a sign. Let us know you're with us." Suddenly, the temperature plummeted, and the candles flickered wildly. An invisible force seemed to rush through the room, and a chorus of voices cried out, "Help us! Release us!" Terrified yet determined, the group listened to the stories of the spirits. Learning of the horrors they had endured, the cruel treatments, and the unjust confinement, they promised to help them find peace and set their souls free. The battle raged on. The group's determination to free the spirits was unwavering. They chanted words of love and forgiveness.
¿Qué tal, mi gente? Te saluda Emmanuel González de Mark Wahlberg Auto Group. Somos la agencia más grande de Chevrolet y GMC de todo Columbus, donde encuentras los carros y camionetas nuevos, cero millas al mejor precio. También contamos con más de 800 carros usados de todas las marcas en inventario. Te podemos aprobar con número ITIN y aceptamos identificación o pasaporte de tu país. En Mark Wahlberg te esperamos con los brazos abiertos. Visítanos hoy mismo, 3900 West Broad Street, al oeste de la ciudad, a un lado del casino. Te atendemos completamente en español. Márcanos ya, 833-699-0792.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So, they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Imploring Nurse Harlow to find redemption and release her hold on the tormented souls. Slowly, Nurse Harlow's twisted form began to transform. Her malevolence gave way to an expression of profound sadness and remorse. She whispered, "I'm sorry. I'm so sorry." With those words, a blinding burst of light engulfed Nurse Harlow, and she vanished. The room grew calm, and the group felt the presence of the spirits around them, no longer tormented but at peace. The group knew that they had achieved what they set out to do. The asylum was no longer haunted by vengeful spirits, and the tortured souls had finally found the peace they had been denied for so long. With their mission accomplished, the group left the asylum, its walls now silent and serene. As they stood outside in the daylight, they knew they had witnessed something extraordinary. Something that defied rational explanation. Emma, the former skeptic, said, "I can't explain what we experienced, but I know it was real. Those voices, those spirits, they were trapped here, and we set them free." Olivia added, "We not only uncovered the dark history of this place, but also helped the lost souls find peace. It's a story that needs to be told." The group documented their experiences, and their story spread far and wide. The asylum, once a place of unspeakable horrors, became a symbol of hope and redemption. Years later, the Ravenswood Mental Asylum was transformed into a museum, dedicated to preserving the memory of the patients and nurses who had suffered within its walls. The voices of the past were no longer phantom cries of agony, but whispers of gratitude, and the asylum became a place of healing, a testament to the power of compassion and the resilience of the human spirit. And so, the tale of phantom voices in the old asylum serves as a reminder that even in the darkest of places, there is always the potential for redemption and the ability to bring light to the most shadowy of pasts.
¿Qué tal, mi gente? Te saluda Emmanuel González de Mark Wahlberg Auto Group. Somos la agencia más grande de Chevrolet y GMC de todo Columbus, donde encuentras los carros y camionetas nuevos, cero millas al mejor precio. También contamos con más de 800 carros usados de todas las marcas en inventario. Te podemos aprobar con número ITIN y aceptamos identificación o pasaporte de tu país. En Mark Wahlberg te esperamos con los brazos abiertos. Visítanos hoy mismo, 3900 West Broad Street, al oeste de la ciudad, a un lado del casino. Te atendemos completamente en español. Márcanos ya, 833-699-0792. ¿Qué tal, mi gente? Te saluda Emmanuel González de Mark Wahlberg Auto Group. Somos la agencia más grande de Chevrolet y GMC de todo Columbus, donde encuentras los carros y camionetas nuevos, cero millas al mejor precio. También contamos con más de 800 carros usados de todas las marcas en inventario. Te podemos aprobar con número ITIN y aceptamos identificación o pasaporte de tu país. En Mark Wahlberg te esperamos con los brazos abiertos. Visítanos hoy mismo, 3900 West Broad Street, al oeste de la ciudad, a un lado del casino. Te atendemos completamente en español. Márcanos ya, 833-699-0792.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.